Left holds queers for Palestine rally despite Israel's pro-LGBTQ plus laws. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 25, 2023. Leftist activists held the Queers for Palestine rally Tuesday in New York City in the wake of the mass murder of Jews in Israel by the Palestinian terror group Hamas. In a strange and self-sabotaging turn of events, activists held the Queers for Palestine rally, showing how wokeness has such a stranglehold on the minds of its followers that it can even get members of the LGBTQ plus community to side with Hamas. Video footage posted to X, formerly Twitter, by independent journalist and author Andy Ngo shows protesters ironically chanting, "Queer rights, trans rights, we say no to genocide" at the Queers for Palestine rally. Watch below. In another video from the event, a protester can be heard shouting, on the count of three, 1, 2, 3, fuck Israel. To which the crowd reacts by repeating, fuck Israel. And we understand that Palestinian liberation is black liberation. Another demonstrator can be heard proclaiming at the rally, bizarrely likening the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to the struggle that Black Lives Matter claims minorities have in America. Watch below. Additional video footage shows pro-Palestine demonstrators chanting, "Resistance is justified when people are occupied as well as when people are colonized." Watch below. Far-left protesters at the NYC Queers for Palestine Direct Action falsely link the long regional conflict to American social issues, Ngo pointed out, sharing images of signs displayed at the Queers for Palestine rally, one which read, "Reproductive justice means free Palestine." Abortion is almost entirely banned in the Palestinian territories, even in cases of rape or incest. West Bank Palestinian women who seek the procedure will sometimes go to Israel, Ngo added. Additionally, Equaldex lists Israel as the freest country in the Middle East with regard to the issue of gay rights. Social media users quickly pointed out the irony of the Queers for Palestine rally, given that members of the LGBTQ+ community are treated poorly in Palestine, where same-sex marriage is not allowed. One ex-user shared a video of a Palestinian leader calling for the elimination of gay people and wrote, "Queers for Palestine still supports them. Our Muslim Palestinian people will not accept a single homosexual openly declaring his abomination," the Palestinian leader says in the video. "Will you allow a single homosexual on the land of Jerusalem and Palestine?" The Palestinian leader adds, to which the crowd replies, "No." The Palestinian leader then declares, "Our people will not allow there to be institutions that promote this abomination on the blessed and pure land of Palestine. They will not allow any omission or change the laws of Sharia. Trample underfoot anything that is prohibited, haram, and contradicts the religion of Islam," he adds. "We hereby declare that we reject and abhor all manifestations of homosexuality and perversion." Watch below. Queers for Palestine, another ex-user wrote alongside a laughing crying emoji. "Y'all have no idea who you're, sick, supporting. People called Gays for Gaza and Queers for Palestine are demanding the end of Israel," another ex-user commented. Israel, whose LGBT rights are considered the most developed in the Middle East. Meanwhile, being gay is a criminal offense in Gaza. Clinical psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson also reacted to the Queers for Palestine event, calling it a staggeringly incomprehensible spectacle and suicidal, as well as a testimony to how far leftists will go to tear down everything in the West that is worthy. How else are you to explain the staggeringly incomprehensible spectacle of Queers for Palestine? Perhaps the most egregious example of the union of the desire by progressives to tear down everything in the West that is worthy, even at the cost of formulating an alliance that would in an instant be suicidal if it ever made itself manifest. Watch below. Queers for Palestine is a perfect example as to why liberalism is quite frankly a mental disorder, another ex-user reacted. You do know that they will give you a free skydiving lesson off of the roof, right? Woke ideology is focused on what it sees as the oppression of subordinate groups by other higher groups. The oppression perspective pushes woke activists to side with weaker, smaller groups, regardless of if the weak and small groups have bad beliefs and policies. What you need to know: horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. This wokeness is very different from older left-wing claims of economic support for hard-working poor people against the uncaring wealthy classes. In the Israel vs. Hamas fight, woke rules push adherents to sympathize with small and weak Hamas because Israel is powerful. Even though Israel's democracy is also far more liberal than Hamas's anti-Semitic, anti-homosexual, and anti-Christian Islamic ideology. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.